himself with the fight loser at least 3-4 years ago. That's the thing. I'll fight you, but okay. Wilder's going to agree that there's no second mandatory. There's no waiting 6 months. There's no waiting 1 year. You fight me next. No one else apart from me. And Wilder go, oh, I ain't signing that. And then he also said to me, private message, oh, I'm going to make you wait 2 years. I'm like, why are you getting paid career high money?
While the text do that?
Yeah. I can show you the text.
Wow.
Like, I can show you the text.
Show, you might have to show it.
Show us.
You're going to have to show our fans in the zone this text. Wow.
Yeah, we'll give them some time.
We ain't going to look at your password.
Yeah, that's all right. Fingerprint. I'm going to show you guys because there you go.
Tell your promoters to give me what I want. Get it on easy. Because honestly, I don't have to do anything for at least 2 years. Get out.
Oh, wow.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the
body punching?
When I was hitting him with body punching, I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen?
And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
absolutely
time.
Absolutely, I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Quality BLC Productions.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, TBV. Even though it's gloomy and kind of ugly, feels like I'm in the UK in this windy, no sun, 60-something degree, gloomy day here in New Jersey. Dillian White brings us something to talk about, something to bring us all together as boxing fans and junkies alike. Is he exposing Deontay Wilder? Is he proving to the boxing world that Wilder doesn't want that sauce? I don't know. Depends how you interpret that audio. And what exactly did you hear in the audio? Did you have selected hearing? We shall soon see. Gonna get down out to my man, Mike. What it do?
Deontay Wilder was capable of, and I think I proved that tonight, man. I don't want nobody to doubt me no more. Come with me, ride with me, slide with me, hide with me, whatever we gotta do, baby.
You wanna be king, gotta claim that shit. I'm talking about all what they hate. When you put on a meat, gotta keep down the stage.
Yo, what's going on, baby? We back with another one. Dillian White. I don't know how, well, I do know how I feel about this, but I have the same energy that I had when the guy came out and put out AJ private messages. So I'm kind of in that same boat that I was in. So, I mean, we're going to talk about it. We're going to get to it. But
well, let's jump right into it. What do you mean by that? Because I need a little bit of explanation there. Because first of all, I'm a hardcore boxing fan. I know exactly what you're talking about. When you said that guy put out AJ messages, you're talking about the heavyweight, also, you know, formerly known as a cruiserweight, right? What the hell is his name? Eddie Chambers.
His dad was a heavyweight, right?
Eddie Chambers, Fast Eddie Chambers, or Fast Hand Eddie Chambers, something like that, moved up from cruiserweight to heavyweight. You know, he really beat Thomas Adamick with one hand in the Prudential Center, but he didn't get the win or the credit. And there were some DM messages, both these UK guys getting it wrong. These are not texts. These are social media DMs, which could obviously be seen from the video on DAZN with Dillian White. They're not texts, but again, same difference, really. Same difference. There are messages. They're private. They're from fighters to one another. And AJ's and Eddie Chambers were very different. It wasn't about fighting and not fighting. It was more about, I don't know. I didn't even believe that shit was AJ, to be honest with you. But, you know, there's been reports that his social media was hacked and things like that. But it was just really, if I remember correctly, wasn't it racial?
It was about I'm black, so
calling one a dude a house nigga, right?
Nah, he was like something. Then AJ replied, well, allegedly AJ replied, "You should be ashamed of yourself. You're disgracing the black race," or whatever, something like that.
Which I never understood. Like, what the hell has Eddie Chambers done? He's so irrelevant, right? But anyway, getting back to the real messages, the juicy ones, not between AJ and Eddie Chambers, but between Dillian White and Deontay Wilder. But I do want you to explain how you feel the same way about all four people, when I think that AJ's and Eddie Chambers were completely different, on a different stratosphere from the messages exchanged between Dillian White and Deontay Wilder, which, if I understand correctly, Dillian White read off something around the lines, and I'm paraphrasing, we'll play the audio back in a few minutes, but he says something around the lines like, if I fight Luis Ortiz, you, the A-side with the WBC title heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder, has to sign that you will face me next and no one else, because I'm Dillian White, the B-side. I want a shot at you. I can't get it. I'm not the mandatory, but I am the most economical fighter out there, not named AJ, for you. Now, does that mean someone is ducking someone? Because last I checked, there's a bunch. Teofimo Lopez is calling out Lomachenko, right? Is Loma ducking him?
I don't think Loma has acknowledged him.
Garcia is calling out Gervonta Davis. Is Gervonta ducking Ryan Garcia?
Hell nah.
Jermall Charlo is calling out Canelo and Triple G. Are they ducking Canelo? Excuse me. Are they ducking Jamal?
We'll see when they start signing these new contracts.
We'll see. Is different from what they're doing right now.
Did Canelo have a fight signed
and do some big business? No. Yeah, so they're not no fucking ducking going on. People just like use that word very loosely, okay? But I want to hear how you think is the same, and obviously how you interpreted it.
I think it's the same, because one reason and one reason only. If I send you a direct message on social media, that means it's supposed to be private. It's supposed to be between me and you. I'm from the age of where you don't put that kind of shit out online. I don't care. If it was meant to be between me and you, that's how it's supposed to stay. You know what I'm saying? Just as being a man, period. You don't get on motherfucking TV and pull out your fucking phone and go into your social media messages. Just like Eddie Chambers. You don't do that shit, man. You don't try to put somebody else on blast. You can talk about it, you can speak about it, but far as like showing people, like, and like motherfuckers, it's out on the internet now. That ain't cool. Just not where I'm from.
Well, I'm glad that there's some UK AJ protectors in the chat saying, oh, so it's not ducking when Wilder does it, but it's ducking when AJ does it. I love how you fell into the trap. I love it. Because isn't the excuse you give AJ is A-side? Isn't the reason that it's okay that AJ sent the $15 million flat fee because he's A-side? Isn't the reason that AJ pulling the fight from the 22nd because Wilder lost his pen, he didn't sign quick enough, he didn't agree to all the ridiculous terms quick enough because he's the A-side? So Wilder's not the A-side in this fight?
Real quick, man, this guy in the fucking chat just brought up Finkel and Eddie emails. Bro, come on, man. That's not even close to being the same.
Which emails? What are we talking about?
You're talking about how Finkel linked out Eddie emails, so should not feel like the same about Finkel leaking out the emails. No, that's on a whole another level. That's business. This right here is like two guys having a conversation with each other via social media. Tyson Fury and Wilder have had conversations over the years, and you never seen anything leak out. You know what I'm saying? That's all that I'm saying. Like, men supposed to act like men, and not
you saying men keep their text to themselves. Hoes expose their text, but like, I don't think this is a hoe move on Dillian White. It was
I'm not saying it
was more like he was being interviewed and he's like, nah, I got text with Wilder say he won't fight me. And they like, and he's like, nah, I'll show you. I got text. I'll show you. And they like, well, fuck it. I'm from Brooklyn. You got to show me. Let me tell you.
They juiced him up.
Big round of applause to Akin Barak. You know what I'm saying? I'm so proud to see, you know, people with the right mindset up there. The minute these guys started interacting with these UK fighters, we start getting sound bites that we want as Americans. Akin Barak sat down with AJ. He called the 8th round knockout. He got a 7th round knockout. Akin Barak sat down with Dillian White. They got him showing texts. You know what I'm saying? So do your thing. That new generation, hashtag new media, they doing it. And I'm just very proud to at least, you know them and watch them grow, man. The content is really good. It's crazy. DAZN was all over this, right? Like, they obviously put it out, but I'm hitting you guys up in the pre-pro chat like, yo, we got to do this. What you think? What you think? And then, boom, DAZN drops it on their social media because they know this is going to send, you know, shockwaves through the boxing industry.
But it, you don't feel like Akin Barak kind of juiced his ass up to show the messages like, hey, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm going to go ahead and show me. Okay, I'll show you. I'll show you. Come on, bro.
Of course they souped them up. Absolutely. Kaz, please explain yourself to that last comment. I'm interested to know. And we're going to go to Shield Killer. Boxing Void. White has been calling out Wilder for years. He's the WBC number one contender, and Hearn offered Wilder $8 million for the White fight. It's a duck, plain and simple, but it's Wilder, so y'all in denial. All right, so allow me to rebut that, right?
Kaz says new media is grassroots. Akin Barak ain't.
How are they not, bro? How are they not?
Like, they started on This Is 50.
This is the thing. No, and they started way before This Is 50. First of all, people probably don't know their background. They came in the game with WorldStar Media.
Oh, okay.
They came in the game with WorldStar Media. Then they quickly transitioned to Hulu. Like, they always been big level. They came into the game with a manager. Like, when I first met them years ago, they already had a manager. And I was like, a manager? But so, I see they was right. You know what I'm saying? So they came into the game with WorldStar Hip Hop. And then they transitioned to Hulu. From Hulu, they went to SiriusXM. And from SiriusXM, they started doing work with ThisIs50.com. And now they're on DAZN, baby. So I congratulate him, whatever. There's always going to be a hater in the world. So anyway, back to Shield Killer's comment, right? So White has been calling out Wilder for years now, and he put two periods, right? So I will rebut to you this. Deontay's been calling out AJ for years now. Okay, so we'll get to the second point of your thing. He's the WBC number one contender. He's the WBC number one contender. I don't know if in the UK you guys get it mixed up. Mandatory, which means next, and contender, which means the number one in the rankings, are two separate things. But check this one out. He's the WBC champion. A fight with him equals unification for undisputed. You hear how that sounds? You know, the double standard that you set just doesn't sound right when we say it out loud, right? And I'll go on. And Hearn offered Wilder $8 million for the White fight. Okay, and Hearn offered Wilder $15 million for the AJ fight, and he accepted it. And then what happened? They didn't want to give a rematch to a champion with a belt. So the next part of your comment says, it's a duck, plain and simple. So I'll just repeat that back to you. It's a duck, plain and simple. But it's Anthony Joshua, so you're in denial. You know what I'm saying? We could both go on this miracle round, bro. The bottom line is, if these texts were from AJ to Wilder, the AJ Protection Club will be saying, he's the B-side. He's got to wait. He's the B-side. How could he demand the A-side to sign a contract that he's not even fighting, right? Because think about it. Dillian White's audio is saying, I will fight Luis Ortiz. I will do what you're asking, Deontay Wilder. I will fight Luis Ortiz, but guess what? In the contract for me to fight Luis Ortiz, who is not your fighter, he's not promoted by Deontay Wilder Promotions if that even exists. But even though he's not linked to you or affiliated to you in any way other than being a Heyman Boxing Stable member, I want you to put your John Hancock on our contract. On the contract that I'm going to fight Luis fucking Ortiz. I mean, if you guys are not the stupidest motherfuckers in the world, I swear to God. But guess what? You making me every day happier. Because this is my time to talk to some dumb motherfuckers every day that really think that this is like a duck.
To play devil's advocate, which I have to do. Deontay Wilder did say, if you fight Luis Ortiz, I will give you a shot at the title. So what's wrong?
Okay.
Hold on. Can I finish? No, can I finish real quick?
Finish. Listen, my brain works just as fast as yours. Your analogy and metaphor, I get it. He offered him the fight, and he said, all you got to do is fight Dillian White. You'll get the AJ fight next, right? Guess what didn't happen, though? They never put it on paper. The same fucking thing Dillian White is asking for. Dillian White is saying, put your name on it. Put your John Hancock on a contract you ain't got shit to do with. Motherfucker, I'm smart. My brain works 10 times a fucking hour, all right? Or whatever the fastest number could be. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit-ass analogy. Not just to you, to the public in general trying to spit that garbage.
Because I had to bring it up. Good point.
It's a duck for Wilder. It's a duck for AJ.
Good point.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. It's black and white. If one A side could tell the other B side, yo, go fight Dillian White, and then maybe we'll fight you because we ain't putting it on a contract. Eddie has stated that number of times. Okay? So why all of a sudden is this Dillian White verbal deal?
But they're killing you in the chat, brother. They're killing you 10 times an hour.
10 times an hour. I fucked up. Yo, you get emotional, bro. You get emotional, and you can't get everything out right. But the bottom line is, what is right is that AJ and Wilder are acting the same as A-sides. AJ is treating Wilder the same way that Wilder is treating Dillian White. AJ, in an interview, told Wilder, you won't get this fight till 2019-2020. Last time I checked, what year we in? How many years has it been? When are they rumored to be fighting? When is the fucking arena schedule? So AJ and Wilder are doing the same thing. It's frustrating that that is not completely visible. Very frustrating.
That was a good point you brought up with the whole Wilder saying that if you put AJ on a contract, then I'll fight Dillian White. So, I mean,
all the Wilder team and all the Wilder fans ever wanted was for Eddie Hearn to say, absolutely, we'll put it on a contract. Absolutely, it could be a two-fight deal the way that Andre Ward had with Kovalev. Absolutely, he could get Dillian White in the contract, and if he beats Dillian White, it states in the contract that he'll get AJ next. Absolutely, he could have done that years ago. And everyone on this show knows that I've wanted Deontay to beat Dillian White a long time ago.
Yeah, me too.
I think he need to handle that business. It's easy money. It's easy money. And then when you destroy that dude, the UK is just going to turn their head and look at motherfucking AJ and say, whoa, ain't that the same dude that fucking bucked and wobbled you? Ain't that the same dude that the fight was so tight that y'all trying to, you know, sell us a rematch? Why he just ran through you? Why he just ran through him like that?
Now, do you think that this would make Wilder, like, after this fight, like, want to fight him? Or do you think that just, like, pushes the fight farther away?
Listen to me. Bruh, my last time in Belfast, Wilder made it clear to me. There's no business to be done with Eddie Hearn. They are not happy. And in that audio.
You mean no business?
Well, obviously they're going to do the AJ fight, but it's going to be on everyone's equal terms. That's what he has made out in his mind. He's a scorned man at this point. You know, he feels embarrassed. He feels like they drug him along. And his thing is, I'm going to do my own thing. Fuck them. I'm doing my own thing. Fuck them. So, like, he's not looking this way. Now,
I totally can't blame him.
I still want the Dillian White fight. Like after he fights and beats Tyson Fury, I can't even think of another fight better than the Dillian White fight, not named Anthony Joshua. You know, Ortiz, like, I don't want to. Come on, man. But Luis Ortiz got to beat somebody. He can't just get it because he gave Wilder the best fight of his career. It ain't fair, because then that would be Dillian White deserves the fight at AJ because he gave him the best fight of his career. No one ever did it like Dillian, did they?
Vlad.
Yeah, Vlad dropped him. Vlad, but Vlad don't want a rematch. So who's next in line? You know, what's the next best fight? Who gave him the next best fight? And who's the next in line? Dillian. So, you know, again, what's good for the Goose got to be good for the Gander. And that wouldn't be right. Lewis got to come up them rankings. Lewis want that immediate shot. He want to be next. Go beat Brazil, because guess who's next? Brazil. Dillian White want to be next. Go beat Brazil, because guess who's next? Brazil. You know what I'm saying? It's simple. It's simple. Earl Spence stood right there in his IBF mandatory position because he knew what was to come. It's no different than Huey Fury. He's staying right there. He going to go to Bulgaria because he know what's coming. A shot with AJ. He already out here talking greasy, talking about I'm your worst nightmare. He bugging.
Yeah. I just don't think. I'm just going to go back to it.
Hold on. I'm sorry to cut you off. But MB in the chat, listen, you think I agree with Brazil being next? He ain't done shit, shit. I said that shit too. But WBC is WBC, you know? That's what
he beat Eric Molina for the right.
And yeah, he beat Eric Molina. But we all know why. We all know why. You know what I mean? It was supposed to be Luis Ortiz and Dillian White. That didn't happen. So they did Brazil and Eric Molina, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. Or Eric Molina happened with Brazil, and they still wanted to do, Dillian White, Luis Ortiz, and that's another reason why, like, Dillian White was like, man, they calling a second eliminator. It's like, I'm not guaranteed the shot, and I understand him on that. I'm not gonna
go
against him on that. Like,
that's
like right now in the welterweight division, you got two mandatories for the WBC champion. So, like, I get Dillian White, I get that. But Earl Spence said, fuck all that. There was big fights offered to Earl left and right. He said, nope, I want my shot. And he stood right there and he waited and he waited and he waited and he waited and he got his shot. So Brazil, he waiting. He going to get his shot as long as he don't lose.
Speaking of Dillian White, a guy who he just knocked out, according to our UK correspondent, Robbie, Lucas Brown just won his comeback fight, and he called out Adam Kowalski. Kowalski.
I mean, I respect that. I respect that call out because he's not going all the way to the top. You know what I'm saying? Adam was number 9 before his fight with Martin. I don't know if that bumps him up. I respect that call out, you know, Lucas Brown. You know, I even respect that call out more than asking for a rematch with Dillian White, because right now Dillian White got so many options, right? He's got the AJ possibility. He's got the Derek Chisora definite. And then, you know, they've offered Big Baby money that Big Baby's turning down. Now, Big Baby says it wasn't no $5 million. I'm getting to that interview today. It's actually on the editing table. If you've been checking out the YouTube channel, we've been putting out plenty of the Brooklyn DAZN fighters, Rashad Mati, Nikoshi Solomon, Big Baby. A lot of footage out on the YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Don't forget to subscribe. Click that notification bell because we're doing daily shows here, giving you 24-hour boxing talk. But
real quick, I understand, like, Dillian White frustration and like wanting to fight Deontay Wilder. I just don't like the fact that, you know what I'm saying, exposing private conversation. That's my whole issue with it right there. Like, I'm not a fan of the people that are out here like screenshotting shit and then putting on the internet or putting out personal conversation. Like, that's just not somewhere where I'm from. But I do feel his pain and him wanting his title shot, because he's been wanting a shot at the title for like a year and 2 years now. So I feel his pain, but the only way he's gonna get a shot at the title is in April.
I don't get why all of a sudden when it's a UK fighter, we feel his pain. Let me remind you something. How many years has Keith Thurman been calling out Mayweather?
But he was a champion though, right?
Who?
Keith Thurman when he was coming out.
Keith was a prospect when he first called Mayweather out, and then he became you know, Floyd's regular champion in the WBA. And since the WBA is selective and a bunch of pussies, you know, they don't mandate when Floyd has the title or when Cotto has the title or when Pacquiao has the title. But when AJ got the title and they could get a percentage of that, you know, that $40, $50 million pot, they call a mandatory in the heavyweight division. When Triple G got the title, you know, they call a mandatory between him and Daniel Jacobs so they could get a piece of that pot because they're a bunch of crooks over there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But all I'm saying is showing you that champions, contenders have called out champions. Champions have called out champions. None of that shit don't mean nothing.
But this guy has worked his way into the number one position, bro. Come on, man. Like, you gotta.
Why are you mistaking the number one position for the mandatory position? Being number one is
the fucking WBC fucked up.
One is not the position that Errol Spence was in versus Kell Brook. That's not the same thing. You trying to make it seem like it is, but
I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm saying
by going down your spiel and say, well, he put himself in the number
one. He did.
Okay, but the number one position don't mean shit. You still got another nigga on top of you.
But that guy shouldn't be in front of him, though. WBC fucked that up.
It wouldn't matter if the guy in front of him name was Michael Gross. There's someone in front of him.
He definitely would be getting shot there.
But I'm just saying, it's someone in front of him. It don't matter who that person is. So, I mean, these UK dudes type it up all nice in the fucking chat.
Bro. That ain't the same, bro.
Number one don't mean shit. Tell me what
it is.
Tell me
we just said that Brazil got this motherfucking a mandatory position for fighting Eric Molina. Okay. This guy,
Mike.
Can I finish though?
You want to be moral? All right, I agree with you. We both said that 20 minutes ago that the fight didn't merit the mandatory position, but that don't matter. It's still a body there. There's still a body there. Just because your title says number one contender doesn't mean that you trump the title that's before you of mandatory position.
I just feel like if the WBC wanted to do the right thing, they will put Brazil and White in a final eliminator for the mandatory position. I don't think Brazil deserves a shot at being the mandatory right now over White.
I think I heard White in the full interview on the zone of this. I think I heard him speak of Brazil.
Yeah, he said Brazil. Remember last year when he called out Brazil, and Brazil was like, "Nah, I'm not. I won't be ready," or something. They turned it down, and then he fought the guy.
I think it's seriously an Al Eddie thing, you know.
Yeah, like absolutely.
It's like, look, you want to play all these fucking mind games with my heavyweight when we could do business the way we've been doing for years. Now it's all this, you know, Shirley Winkle shit. Like, again, for the people that can't see the writing on the wall, it's just because you're blind. No offense to the true blind people out there, but I mean, you know?
Hey, man, Teddy Ellis said it right, bro.
How do I want to hire you, Mike? How am I going to come up to you and say, yo, you know what? I want you to be the co-host for the rest of my life. By the way, Mikey Pikey sat on a bikey. Like, what the fuck? Like, who does that? Yeah, you don't get it, right? Because that's what Eddie did. Shirley Winkle.
But
you don't
you saying me though. That, like, I was like, hey, Mike, your manager.
I'm switching the analogy, obviously, so it could be a little more personal. I know
Mikey Pikey said I'm a bikey.
You're one of those guys and shit that the words bounce off you. But listen, not everyone.
Damn, you guys don't take shots at me like that. Damn, you calling me slow? You calling me sped? Huh?
No, I said,
are you calling me fucking retarded?
I said, I'm fucking with you, bro. How the hell did you get bounced off you? Turn from
joking.
He's out of control.
Meaning, like, I don't catch him.
Oh, hit the thumbs up button if you're watching this on YouTube. There's a whole shitload of you, and you haven't hit that thumbs up, but you let the haters hit the thumbs down. You cannot do that. Don't let the haters win. Don't let them do it.
We got to quit saying Pikey. We got to quit. Got to throw that word out of our.
So only Billy Joker say it.
No, remember Sergio called him that, didn't he?
I don't know. Yes, Sergio called him that.
And it was a derogatory term, right?
Maybe.
I don't want Sergio Mora to call me a N-word, so I shouldn't be saying Pikey. That's all I'm saying.
Sergio Mora said it to Billy Joe. See, and someone said, nah, Mike Pikey.
Mike Pikey is cool. Well, shit.
I don't know. You better ask somebody.
I don't know, brother. I don't want. Let's I already got a hot shit yesterday for my little PED thing, which I do. I want to apologize to everybody that I, I want to apologize to Kid Galahad. I didn't mean to tie you up in that little scandal right there, and I do apologize. So you can hopefully you can take my apology seriously. Like, nah, bro, when I do something wrong, I think about it, I always come back.
He gonna see me and be like, yo, man, that's fucked up, man.
He'll see me too. Like, he'll see me.
About? And like, yeah, you know what I mean? I heard y'all talking.
Point at me.
I'm like, yo, that wasn't me.
Point at me.
Don't believe that shit. He gonna. It's still gonna be me. That's how they treat me. I get the shame for everybody. But anyway, let's get out to the sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Let's get on out to Javier on Skype. Talk to me.
What's up? What's up, y'all? Bro, we acting like we ain't just hit we don't even know when these messages happen. But I'm just saying, bro, Deontay told y'all he ain't doing no business with Eddie. And who is dealing with White Eddie? So it's fuck Eddie and everybody who with Eddie. Eddie a bitch and this whole crew a bitch. That's how we feel over here, nigga.
But you being a Dylan, Wilder fan, you don't want to see Wilder beat up Dylan White and go and make an easy check?
No. It's the principle, bro. We stick to our word over here in Alabama, you feel me?
Goddamn right.
Niggas over across the pond.
Goddamn right.
We ain't fucking with you till you get my money right. Nigga over there talking about $15 million. We don't want that shit. We don't want that. We want that big shit. We want them percentages, and that $8 million ain't what we looking for no more. We going on the pay per view right now, bro. Like, what is $8 million gonna do for me right now? We looking for big fights, and Dillian ain't what we looking for until he beat Anthony Joshua. Or he beat somebody.
Cut it. That's a real fan, nigga. He said we the whole time.
You too. You be saying we. Great call, Javier. You love saying we. Get out of here.
I'm gonna say we.
Donald, we got them, California.
Until we retire.
So look, it's like a duck, but it's not a duck. Because for Wilder's position, it's like, fuck Dillian White. I ain't about to give him this motherfucking fight, and I can't even get the Joshua fight. So fuck you, Hearn. Until you give me what the fuck I want, you can't get what the fuck you want. So Dillian White can say he's ducking him, but it's not. It's not a duck because it's vice versa. So White is like, oh, if I fight Ortiz, do I get to fight? And, you know, it's the same thing. Wilder's like, well, shit, if I fight White, do I get the Joshua fight? So, you know.
Donald, make sure you're talking into the mic, Donald. You're fading out on us.
Oh, shit. I don't know why I'm fading out. But, yeah, you know, it's the same thing. It's not a duck. It's just Wilder is not going to give him what he wants for the White fight. Just like
my nigga, what are you? Are you running like from the phone?
Better check that service out.
Nigga ran away from the phone.
Well, you only got 3 seconds anyway. 2, 1.
Cut it. Shout out Donald from Richmond.
Let's get out to Rafi. What up?
Rafi from the UK. Here we go.
Yes, Ness. I am glad you finally addressed this issue. It's been going on for a while. Dillian has said it before. Now you're addressing it, so congrats to you guys. Like I've said before, AJ needs to treat Wilder like the B-side because of this very same issue. Wilder is treating Dillian like some kind of punk, so it is important that AJ does likewise. He's got to treat...
Now remember, he called him... A peasant, not a punk, a peasant.
Yeah. Wilder said kings only fight kings. He doesn't fight peasants, but yeah, he's got 39 peasants on his resume. Yeah? Woo! Sounds good, doesn't it? No, it sounds bad. Wilder needs to grow a pair of fucking balls and fight Dillian White in Wembley, England, make some money, go back with the money, spend some on his chick, then come back and make some more money fighting fucking AJ. It's simple.
Oh, so you know he'll beat Dillian White.
Yo, these AJ protectors.
Yeah. No, don't call me up.
They getting fucking possessed. You hear his voice?
What? Wilder can beat Dillian. Of course he can beat Dillian.
So why you want to fight him then?
What?
Because why do you want him
to fight? Because Dillian can beat Wilder.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Put his ass down.
Get the fuck out of here. It's a good fight. Take the fucking fight.
Yes, Ralphie, yes.
Fight. Stop fucking around. Take the fucking fight. Stop fucking around. Take the Dillian fight. Get the fucking money. Go home. Spend some money. Buy a Lambo. Yeah? Come back 6 months later. Fight fucking. Get knocked out by AJ. Simple. What's the problem? Stop fucking around, Wilder. Stop fucking around.
Okay, Ralphie.
Yeah, we'll pass that message on to you.
Ralphie got himself 2 minutes and 10 seconds. He broke that.
I'm telling you, bro. He
broke that 1 minute deadline by having an exciting call. Listen.
Between him and NO.
Zest, though. You heard him. He was like, he needs to take the fucking fight and get this fucking money. Buy a Lambo. I'm like, holy shit.
Go take his girl on a shopping spree.
Yo, what the fuck? I'm scared for Wilder. Do he got a little doll with Wilder's face laying on a little like, what the fuck? Damn.
That was a good call. That was a good call.
This is what HBO needs to see. The passion and the fans that they just fucking lost out on. Bunch of losers.
Man.
I'm gonna never let them be, you know, get that. Let them forget that, fucking losers. Let me get on out to the home of Regis Progress.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you a young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia.
What's good? What's good, people?
What's happening?
What's happening, yes, bro?
What's happening, man?
We in the building.
What's good?
Yo, we got to hold this shit down right now, bro.
Where you at?
I'm in a lot of bullshit.
Where you at? Where you driving?
I'm in, I'm in Georgia right now. I'm shooting out. No, I'm in Georgia. I'm in Georgia shooting out 75, you hear me? On my way to South Carolina.
Nice.
Yeah. I get it, man.
Damn, you always in the truck. Yeah. I don't think you've ever called not in the truck.
I don't think you have either.
Dude, next. Go I got to get this money, dog. You know how we get down next?
No, I hear you. I hear you.
I'm savage right now. You hear me?
For sure.
Every time I come home, it's like a parade when I walk through the door. We're going to the mall tomorrow. You hear me?
I hear you.
But look, check this out, bro. This bullshit with this Dillian White, the asshole, man. You dig? Now, this dude here, he be Lucas Brown. This dude look like he about 400 pounds all in his fucking stomach. You knock this dude out, you dig? And then you fight your next fight and you holding off a dead life at the end of the fight. Like, man, that ain't finna, bro. He's finna, this man could have been knocked out. If they had the right referee in that fight, that dude would have been knocked out, man. That dude holding on for dead life. Man, you get no title shot as a champ? Nah, don't get me wrong. He won. He do deserve a title shot. Man, the fans ain't gonna be behind that shit like that. You good? You had to beat Ortiz or something, or you just had to wait till your time in line. You had to wait to add the him and Fury do whatever they going, then you get your shot. Cause the way that fight ended, bro, it looked like you gonna get your ass knocked out in the third round. Now, I see a lot of people saying they want to see the fighting, yes, but I don't hear anybody saying that Dillian White gonna win the motherfucker. We tired of seeing these fights that we know the A side gonna win. We want to see a 50-50 fight, man. We want the John to a fight. We want the Fury fight. So let's be honest. That Fury fight, man, that's Fury can run all day and hit you three times and he might win that round. and hitting you three times in that round. But because you can't hit his ass. He got the knife theory out early, man. If he don't, that shit going to still call on. That shit might look bad. We got to get him out of there, bruh. The Fury don't come to fight. He come to dance and fucking try to frustrate you. He didn't come in to fight at all, bruh. He satisfied. He hit you with three jabs and win that round.
Hey, man, real quick. I got some chat from Javier. CNS, you gave the UK caller long again.
Javier, what's up? Look, see, I try to go back to you. He ain't ready. Gonna go to somebody else. Javier, I'll be back. We're gonna go to, let me see who we got. Javier be on me. Damn. Yo, it wasn't my fault. Rafi came with that thunder, bro. Like,
Rafi always come with
you. You was more nonchalant, like, man, fuck that. He a peasant. So, like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't get, like, yo, Rafi was possessed. Don't act like it was some UK shit. Nah, man, you bugging. I went to you first again, Javier. You be bugging. You don't show me no love on that. You know how many people waiting? No love. No love. I'm telling you, Mike. This is how they treat me. Out here doing.
Big shout out to my guy NO though, man. Out there on the road, man, getting that money. Be safe, man, when you're out there driving, big homie.
For sure, man. NO, long time listener, alumni status. We going out to M Stacks in the VA, Virginia. Stand up. Good morning. What's going on?
DMV in the building.
What's going on, man? What's going on? What's going on, y'all?
Another day, another podcast.
You hear me?
Loud and
yes,
clear.
Sir.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing about it is, let's be real. We got the fake fans, you know, the mad fans. Then we got the real fans. The real AJ fans, the real boxing fans are saying, fuck White. For what? You seen the poll? He got 5% of the vote out of 100 for who they want to fight next for AJ. They forgot to leave out King Kong Ortiz, though, because he didn't want no smoke with King Kong Ortiz. That's a good fight. He's coming off a loss to Deontay, a knockout loss to Deontay Wilder. Why he can't fight Ortiz? Obviously, we just did a poll. Dillian White's not that popular. If he was, he would get more than 5%. Second of all, I forgot. I guess we all forgot that Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury are fighting on December 1st, and both of them are deep in training right now. I guess we'll leave that out because everybody shut up about the 24-hour deadline that took 3 weeks for Pedzekin, his old ass. No one said anything about investing, trying to make a fight before Joshua fought Pedzekin. Everybody needs to shut the fuck up, including Dillian White, bum ass. He needs to fight either Ortiz or Brazil on that undercard of either on December 1st or April. He needs to fight on both dates, to be honest, if he wants smoke, because no one believes in this guy. No one over here, at least. That's my call.
M-style.
I mean, I think he got better than the last time he fought AJ, just saying, in my opinion, but I don't think he beats Wilder any day of the week.
I mean, it's, yo, the thing is that Dillian White has a good promoter, right? So he's going to get fights. He's going to get fights that's going to keep him relevant regardless of whether the American public believes those fights are good ones. Like, his next fight will be Chisora, and the UK public's going to be all happy about that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you a fight that needs to happen.
He doesn't have to fight Brazil or Ortiz because of that. And he's already positioned himself as like a WBO mandatory by beating Joseph Parker.
I'm going to tell you a fight that needs to happen. And if the WBA wants to get any kind of credibility for that regular belt, Benito, after a Big Baby beats his guy next weekend and White beats Chisora, make them two for that regular title. And then the winner can go on and maybe face AJ for the mandatory position. Because right now, what you guys doing with the WBA regular? Yeah, regular. Like, strip them up. Bruh, you gotta take it from Emmanuel Char. You can't put
Char second sample tested clean. How you don't know this? Go to his Instagram. All you gotta do now is wait for Vada to like say he lying or not say he lying. Yeah, his second sample tested clean.
That fits.
That's why they take an A and B sample. So now he's like, now that I tested clean, The question is, how the hell did my A sample get dirt? You know, get
that's what I'm saying. Was it contaminated or was it just never mind?
But if you go to his official Instagram, I seen that the day I was in Big Baby Jim. Like I took a screen. Actually, I got a screenshot of it because Big Baby Jim is crazy with the internet. So I wanted to have it on screenshot in case I couldn't pull it up.
What do you say about it? Well, never mind. Save it for the video that's coming out.
Right here, look, Manuel Char. That's what he received back. They go to date. It's stamped by whoever the fuck it is, USADA, WADA, whatever. But it say this.
That's all I didn't know about it.
It say his B sample was, at the time it had 2,289 likes. So me and 2,288 other people knew. Let's go out to our ringer in the New York City. I'm hoping to see him at the appreciation night in L.A. KM Star, you're going to take a trip to L.A. for Wilder Fury. And obviously your thoughts on today's subject.
Actually, I haven't really given serious thought to it. I would love to go out there, do appreciation night. The only ones I've attended have been here in New York. I'll give it some thought. I guess it's plenty of time to buy a ticket. That's actually a good idea. And I definitely want to see that fight, so why not be there live? That British caller earlier was what made me dial in. I'm actually working from home and I couldn't resist. I had to call in. He was cracking me up. You know, there is really valid argument. I mean, I understand pride, you know, and understanding like sticking by what your words, but like, you know, Wilder is leaving a lot of like just business money opportunity on the table by being so prideful, I guess is the word I would say. You know, like if I was his like financial advisor or something, I would just be like, look, you know, at the end of your career, you can't count pride. You know, you can't eat pride. You can't do anything with that. So I understand like pride is, let's be honest, it's beyond money, you know, but like that Dillian White fight, everyone's saying, yeah, he's going to win. I mean, this is basically all what AJ's doing. He's just racking up wins on people that most people don't believe he'll lose to. And he's making himself millions and millions of dollars doing it. And why, I mean...
KM Star, can I ask you a question?
I mean, yeah, of course.
Do you believe that Dillian White fight will possibly always be on the table? Because if he goes out and he fights Fury now, which he is, and they do a big success at the box office, then he no longer needs that little 7-8 million from Dillian White. But now, if he doesn't do a big success, then that White fight is always on the table, right or wrong.
It's not always on the table, only if, because White is borderline, right? Like, any fight he's in, he can win or he can lose. Look at the Parker fight. You know, that fight's not going to make Wilder money if Dillian White loses to Chisora or to the next guy he fights after that or looks bad, which is always a 50-50 shot with him, right? Because look at his style. You know, he's entertaining, but he's beatable. Every heavyweight that he fights, he's beatable. So no, that money's not always there. That's easy money now. That's all I'm thinking. There, no one, like you guys pointed out, no one's calling in thinking that White can actually beat Wilder, you know? And I got to point out, look at what Joshua's doing. He was down on the freaking scorecards with Povetkin. He was losing until he got that knockout. Think about that. I mean, I dare anyone not to say he's not protected. The fucking guy was losing, man.
I had a 3-3
knockout. What does that mean? Think about that. You know,
it was 3-3 on my card. I mean, I gave Povetkin the first three.
That's
being generous too. The first three. I seen some people give Anthony Joshua the third.
Yeah.
I see. No, I forget. I have my card on my phone, but I was like, wow. If not for that knockout, this was much more competitive than I thought it would be, especially given he was fighting a cruiserweight, basically.
But KM Star, so was the Wilder Ortiz fight. Like, that's what I'm saying. As boxing fans, we can't be, you know, we can't nitpick because everything could be nitpicked, right? Like, if you say, oh, well, he was almost losing versus Povetkin, well, then the other side of the street can say, well, Wilder, you know, was losing versus Ortiz. If you call Povetkin, oh, he's 39 and he was getting beat up by old ass Povetkin, well then Ortiz was 40 and Wilder almost lost to him. So it's just like, we need to stop ridiculing these men's resume and what they've done. Ultimately, we all want the same thing. Hopefully, because I mean, that's why I call them AJ protected, because it sounds like they don't want the fight. See, we have to talk about the dollars and the percentages and this and that because the fight's not happening. It's because these are the reasons that it's not happening. You think we want to talk about that? We just want to talk about the fight being signed, sealed, and delivered. There was no headlines about Wilder Fury. Oh, it may not happen because Fury wants a bigger split. No. Shit just went smoothly. The same way it always goes smoothly when AJ fights all his other fighters. They just need to figure out a way to make this work, bro, and give us what the hell it is that we need. You know, that old way of Mayweather-Pacquiao and starving us out, I don't think that's the answer.
Real quick, we got a super chat from Michael JC. Ness, you heard both sides. You heard Hearn. Why don't you sit down and explain to Wilder? Hearn said he'd love to. Wilder won't. Is Finkel the problem?
No, at this point, honestly, I'll be honest. You know, it's not like Eddie hasn't sent me on a mission to try and have a sit down with Wilder. It's not happening. It's not happening. He's a prideful man. You know, it wasn't like, you see, you got to understand, Mike, it's not like me and you, right? Let's leave it on them to not confuse people. It's not like Eddie was out here calling Shelly Finkel by his name. It's not like Eddie was out here saying Deontay Wilder is a worthy adversary. He was saying all the opposite things.
And he went so far as,
now you want to sit down and have dinner?
Yeah.
That's how Wilder's looking at it. And I just don't get it. It's like banging my head against a wall with the people that don't understand it. Like, you ridiculed me in the media and in the public. Every chance you got, you told someone that I wasn't popular, that I was irrelevant, that I didn't make no money, that I didn't fill a stadium, that I'm, you know, like, dog, y'all just don't get it. Y'all don't get it.
Yeah, man, they won't get it.
You will never get it because you're not from the inner city. You don't come from where he comes from. He was already nothing, and now he's amounted to something, and you're trying to tell the public because you have your own agenda. And again, I'm speaking as if it's Wilder, right? Like, you have your own agenda, so you're trying to tell the public that I am nothing. When I've accomplished what I've accomplished, whether the fans feel he fought 40 bums or not, there's hella UK dudes that won titles that we don't even know who they won them from, and UK fighters consider them champions. So, you know, for this guy,
as I said, Alabama is the inner city, bro. Every state has a fucking inner city, you fucking retard. But what you must understand is
every state has some fucking beautiful locations too that you can't even afford. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So what you must understand is, like, when you're from that kind of place, man, the only thing you really got is your word and your balls. You know what I'm saying? So you can't let neither one of them go.
I don't even think it's that, bro. I think it's more about, like, I work so hard to be somebody.
I'm saying that.
But here's this guy, you know, here's this guy telling the world every day that I am nobody. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, if y'all can't see that, whatever, you're blind. And again, no disrespect to the truly blind, because remember we had blind man Brad. I know he still listens. No.
Oh, yeah, we did have blind man Brad. He said he couldn't take you off speakerphone because he couldn't see.
Yeah. So, like, you know, they out there, and there's no disrespect to nobody. I'm just simply stating what I'm stating because, like, you know.
Wayne is a true hater. Nah, just got his word, no balls. Man, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, until the fight happens, bro. Until the fight.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody's feelings are crushed. And look, you know what I hope? I hope that the fight is good enough to give us a trilogy, right? Because it's not like there's any great shit out there. Like, give us a trilogy. Yeah, I mean, when Deontay knocks his head back to the UK, give him a rematch. And hopefully AJ can, you know, get some revenge so that the trilogy can, you know, exist. Let's
another super chat from Michael JC real quick. It sounded in the interview that you agree with Hearn. I get it better now. Explain that to Hearn in a interview. Mega views. I wanted to see that.
I do agree with Hearn as a Deontay Wilder fan. I agree with Hearn to an extent. It's like, absolutely, take this $8 million. Because, you see, this is the way I see it. I live in reality, and the reality of this boxing world is the big fight doesn't automatically happen that fast. You know, sometimes you do have to marinate it. And I think that, honestly speaking, bro, I think if Wilder would have took that Dillian fight, that Dillian White fight, when Eddie first offered it, right now we would not be talking about whether or not that AJ fight is happening. And if we were still in this state where it's like, oh, we want AJ and Wilder, it would be because AJ is truly ducking, right? Like, it would be evident that he's ducking because there is no more Dillian White pawn. And it is my belief that if Wilder went to the UK and defeated Dillian White, which in my opinion is easy money, in the UK, by defeating White there, he causes a media ripple wave that'll touch fans and writers, bloggers, YouTubers, podcasters, etc., and the word would get spread. You know, you have to defeat White. It's also a common opponent, but it's another UK guy. So now the other Brits are looking at AJ like, yo, come on, bro, defend us. He just fucked up Dillian White. You got, because what does every Brit say? No, no, Tyson Fury's a Brit. I'm going with my Brit. I don't think he should fight Wilder now, but he's a Brit. I'm rooting for the Brit. They always back their Brits. So once you take care of Dillian White, bruh, the public is going to demand AJ get in the ring with him. That's why Tyson is doing it. Even though the world doesn't want to believe it, that's why he's doing it. Obviously, there's money attached to it.
Absolutely.
But yo, there's pride in boxing, bro. Like, why do you think Bud talks the way he talks and Earl talks the way he talks? There's pride in boxing.
Absolutely. Javier said, let him back in the queue, and he sent that with a super chat.
Talk to me, Javier.
I'm back. Let's get it. Hey, man, I'm just saying, bro. I'm tired of y'all niggas acting like UK the only ones who got some pride about they shit, nigga. We Alabama, we got pride, nigga. Y'all don't know how fucking how excited I am for this motherfucking fight, man. I already got my ticket book. I got everything, nigga. It's showtime. I'm telling y'all, bro. Y'all niggas, I swear, y'all be acting like England the only ones who got pride. I'm tired of this shit. These England bums get on my nerves. I'm fucking tired of it. God damn it. All I'm saying is, hey, don't PBC got like a deal with CBS or some shit?
I mean, there's a possibility because CBS is the parent network of Showtime.
I bet. So,
Javier, real quick, man. My guy Rob said, up your game and represent like Ralphie did.
Hey, actually, I just bought a mastermind. So tell that nigga shut up.
Oh,
anyway. Drop a bomb for that nigga. Drop a bomb for him, man. We got a bomb sound bite.
I'm looking for it. Look, you got me pressing the wrong sound bites right now. I got it. Here you go. There you go.
Exactly. But, hey, man.
Oh, shit. Go for it.
If motherfucking, since they got to deal with CBS, all right? Alabama play on CBS damn near every week. If they can get goddamn Deontay just a little commercial after a fucking during the Alabama game, I'm telling you, the nigga's gonna be bigger. But niggas don't know how to promote. I feel like I should be a promoter. They need to put me on this team because I got the nigga. They fucking around. I'm telling you, you put that nigga right after a fucking like a halftime or some shit going into halftime, put that shit Deontay Wilder, Alabama WBC heavyweight champ. Nigga, we out there. He just need goddamn support. If they fuck around and get this nigga some Alabama support, like he needed, it's over with. The UK can't handle this Alabama support. Niggas is killing each other over Alabama game. What the fuck,
bro? And bro, don't even give him a commercial. Invite him to the game.
I mean,
do that shit,
Javier.
I'm looking for that. What's up?
You got an iPhone?
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm gonna send you a message on Patreon. You know that as a mastermind, you get boomerang status, so you get to call in twice now.
Yeah, bet. I fuck with it.
True.
All right, y'all can get me off. I don't want to take up the whole show.
Show? I mean, shit, you came through dropping that shit.
You're entitled to 6 minutes now for sure, but we definitely appreciate your patronage because that is going to help me get to Chicago. I just got the text back. Yo, everything that I told you in that...
Are you going to the shot now?
I might, dog. Like, all that is true.
Yeah, motherfucker, killing me, man.
All those people are there, so it's you know, it's
Yeah, it'd be a fool not to go.
I mean, look, I mean, you seen what I said. I'm coming back same day though. Like, I'm letting old boy do his thing. I want to just fly in and fly out. I like
are
it.
Are they coming to Boston? Yeah, that's what I would think.
They out there, and they training. It's like, yo, look, he said you hit correctly. Let me see. I sent them the same thing I copy and pasted to you, and he said, you hear correctly. That would be great. That day is the public workout, which starts at 4 p.m. We should have a schedule out this weekend.
All them working out, too?
He going to get back to me because some of those are not on that. You know what I'm saying? Some of those, like the big name, obviously, out there. Exact. Damn, you giving out the secrets, B? You trying to put the competition? Yo, what's up with Mike dropping secrets to the competition?
My nigga, I didn't even know. I thought it was like a fucking public press release.
It ain't. It's not. For sure, it's not.
George Foreman, too?
Like I said in that email, it said, we should have the schedule out this week. And maybe. So I was on, you know what I mean? I was on that VIP PP list, you know what I'm saying? Okay. But let me get out to the Skype caller. Looks like a new Skype caller. Let me see what his name is. We got...
No, don't mind me. Not new. I don't know where I speak.
He's not new, but Akon, what's going on?
Yo. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I need to go ahead. What, that Javier guy, when he just called and he said... Alabama support with them when they really start supporting Deontay Wilder. That's utter bullshit. You have a heavyweight champion of the world, 40 fights in, and you guys are talking about how, or he is, not you guys, talking about how, oh, when Alabama does finally support Wilder, it's going to be a problem. That's bullshit. You guys should have been supporting him from the very start. From the very, very start. Wilder should be huge worldwide.
Yes!
All that shit about, when we start supporting him, support your champion. Don't just come on The Boxing Voice and talk about when you start supporting him. All you Wilder fans that call in, why support his shit? Go to his workouts. Go to
Javier is supporting, though. He flying to the fight. You can't put Javier in that.
He calls into every show to defend him. He's not just in the chat typing.
Okay. I'm just saying in general, he's talking about when Wilder gets that support. Wilder should already have had that support. Now, in relation to Dillian White, yeah, I think with Dillian White is someone that I do believe Wilder thinks he can knock Dillian White out. But I do also think the Wilder's team believe Dillian White could potentially be a risk. He's not an easy knockout. AJ struggled with him. Yeah, it was in his earlier fight, but I don't believe that they see it as, okay, cool, let's just run, take an $8 million payday and knock this guy out. It's going to last 3 rounds. I genuinely believe that the reason why they didn't take that Dillian White fight is because they see Dillian White as a potential risk. They're not knocking Dillian White out easily. And you don't want to take that risk when you have AJ or you have Tyson Fury.
Yo, Akon, you out of control. Dillian White was holding up, being held up by the ropes versus Parker.
Yeah.
And you think he's a danger to Wilder?
Okay, so Nez, why didn't he take the fight? You said it would have been best for him to take the fight.
You know why. You know why. You know why.
Don't say it's not to do with AJ isn't attached to it.
Haven't you been listening to the show for the past... Yeah.
If Wilder had come over to England and knocked Dillian White out in front of British fans, Joshua would have been in the building. There's no way in hell any other fight would have happened after that other than AJ Wilder. No fight.
You know what? He did something better. He went to the Brooklyn Barclays Center and knocked out a motherfucking King Kong.
Oh,
motherfucking a Cuban motherfucking pedigree, amateur background, heavy motherfucker. Okay. Knocked his ass out.
Okay, how is that better than fighting Dillian White in England?
Because Dillian White doesn't have the amateur background and didn't have the he didn't have the mystique about him, right? People thought Luis Ortiz was a killer. Stop it.
For Wilder's profile, what would have done him better? A knocking out Luis Ortiz,
knocking out Dillian White, knocking out Dillian White in the UK, knocking out Dillian White in the UK.
It would have done so much better for him. Yeah, that Wilder. Don't get me wrong, the Ortiz fight was big, but I do believe for his profile.
I love you, player. Thanks for calling in.
Do you think that would have been bigger back then or bigger now?
Man, doggy.
Doggy.
You got to understand. Where is heavyweight boxing booming?
Yeah. It's booming over in England. But
So who the fuck did you knock out?
It's one guy, though.
It's one
guy. Like the whole...
Dog, it's not one guy. When Dillian White selling out fucking arenas himself, what you talking about?
He started there with Chisora, I believe.
And he just fought Joseph Parker, so that he's doing it consistently. Stop it, Mike. You chill. You wild.
No. You guys were talking about at the time.
Let us know. Let me get to this one caller, I think, or we might not have any others. I'm going to double check. We should Google it. Let's see how many is attendance. Because at the end of the day, Wilder only get doing what? 12,000?
Yeah, 13,000, 12,000, like that.
Come on. Nah, we didn't get to this caller. You ready? All right. John, talk to me in Louisiana.
What up, John B?
As usual, you can't fight in the UK because you want to put every possible obstacle between Wilder and KJ. And I guess they're going to say after he fight Dillian White, they want him to fight Lennox Lewis, too. If you just stop it, let your boy get the ring, get dealt with like he's going to get dealt with, and stop running from Wilder and get what he's going to get. That's my call.
All right, John. Well, thanks for calling in the Louisiana. Yeah, man.
Shout out to that motherfucking LA down south.
Well, shout out to everybody that tuned in to the show. We appreciate you guys being here with us and chopping it up, giving us your takes and opinions on this topic. I think maybe I should play that. I kept telling myself, yo, play the audio again. Never did that.
3-4 years ago, I said to him, I'll fight you, but one is going to agree that there's no second mandatory. There's no waiting 6 months, no waiting 1 year. You fight me next. No one else apart from me. Wilder go, oh, I ain't signing.
Yo, I just gonna pause it there and say, how the hell could Wilder agree to that? Like, Wilder doesn't own the WBC. He said, I'll fight Ortiz, but Wilder's just gotta agree that there's no second mandatory, there's no 6 months, there's no year wait. It's like, how do you get all that power to do that and say that?
When you're a promoter, Eddie Hearn.
No. I mean, he expects Wilder to be able to do that is what I'm saying. Like, how could Wilder say, yes, I'll fight you in 6 months. Yes, you're the, there isn't another WBC eliminated. Like, none of that. Like, you need me to rewind it? Listen closely.
He's offered to fight Luis Ortiz 3-4 years ago. I said to him, I'll fight you, okay. But Wilder's going to agree that there's no second mandatory. There's no waiting 6 months, no waiting 1 year. You fight me next. No one else apart from me. A while ago, oh, I ain't signing that. And then he also said to me, private message.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, I'm going to make you wait 2 years. I'm like, why are you getting paid career high money?
While the text do that?
Yeah, I can show you the text.
Wow.
Like, I can show you the text.
You might have to show it. Show us. You're going to have to show our fans in the zone this text from Wilder.
Yeah, we'll give them some time.
We ain't gonna look at the password.
They juiced that nigga up.
And fingerprint. I'm gonna show you guys, cause there you go.
Tell your promoters to give me what I want.
Now that's another thing that's not being said, right? You heard what Barack read. Tell your promoters to give me what I want. Keep listening.
Get it on easy because.
Tell your promoters to give me what I want, and we can get it on easy because. Hold on.
Honestly, I don't have to do anything for at least 2 years.
He said, tell your promoters to give me what I want and we could get it on easy because honestly, I don't have to do anything for at least 2 years. So it's not like he's actually telling him, yo, I won't fight him. He's telling you, yo, tell your promoters to give me what I want. You know what I'm saying?
$10 million, right?
So I don't know what he wanted to, you know, who knows? Maybe all he wanted was for the fight to be attached to AJ, right? I don't think it was about money, because I'm pretty sure $8 million was more than enough to fight fucking Dillian White.
Get out.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. Audio. And while I played the audio, trying to be on the out, we were supposed to be leaving. Fucking Michael called in the UK. Talk to me.
Got a super chat too.
Mike?
Hey guys.
What's going on?
Yeah, I just saw this headline. Yeah, I heard about the texting. I mean, look, Wayne, let's put it this way. Let's put a theory in place, yeah? Number one. Yeah. Now, forget, like, let's say like he's not fighting Fury in December. And obviously, and then Dominic Brazil's team offered him $8 million to fight Brazil. Do you think he would have taken that fight?
That's the same promotional outfit, so yeah.
So you think that if he was offered $8 million, you would have taken Brazil?
Say it again. So you're saying Dillian is the mandatory, but Brazil is the contender?
No, obviously it should be Dillian White being the mandatory, but it's not, because obviously we know.
So
why.
So you're saying same situation, being Wilder the WBC champion, Brazil the WBC mandatory. Yeah. Wilder and Brazil both still being to Heyman Boxing, except the difference is you're saying they're offering Wilder $8 million for Brazil?
Yeah. Or Brazil being tied to Eddie Hearn.
Yo, stop it, man. Of course he'll take it. It's like Porter versus Thurman. It's the same boxing network, the same way that AJ took the Dillian White fight. Like, in-house, and he gets his mandatory out the way for $8 million.
Yeah, you'd be a fool not to.
He gets rid of his mandatory, which means that his voluntary could be AJ. You get it?
So you're saying that the reason why you said that eight million is because it's in-house. That's the reason why.
And because it's his mandatory. So it's two birds, one stone. Think about another mandatory getting paid. You think Errol Spence got $8 million to fight fucking Kell Brook? Or you think Kell Brook got $8 million to fight Errol Spence? You think Charlo is going to get $8 million to fight Canelo because he's the WBC manager? Are you fucking crazy?
Okay, so the point I'm trying to make is that, all right, you're saying that he'll fight Brazil, obviously, because the money is great and you can get a mandatory out of the way, but then he won't fight Dillian White for $8
million. But you're skipping over the biggest part, though. It's in-house.
he just said it out loud, but he just doesn't want to ignore it.
Yeah, I know.
But in-house wouldn't make much of a difference, because if he's been offered a fight and he accepts it, what being in-house or not make a difference?
Because in all the negotiations between Eddie and Wilder for Dillian White, I made that clear, for Dillian White, there was never a network discussed. And when two fighters don't fight for the same network, there's an issue. Now, did Eddie want that fight in the UK on Sky and it be streamed back to Showtime? Or did Eddie have intentions of selling Dillian White to the US and that fight be streamed back to Sky? We don't know, because we never got that far. But those are the things that you got to consider. When it's in-house, you don't consider it. You know it's going on Showtime. It's that simple. And it would have been in the Barclays Center, and Deontay's the A side, right? So everything is going towards Deontay Way plus $8 million for your mandatory. Come on, bro.
Yeah, but it didn't get that far, though, didn't it? Because he turned it down straight without even considering all those options.
Say again?
Yeah, but he didn't.
I got to go. I got to go anyway, because Javier is checking me now. And if I'm not fair to the Americans, he's saying I'm fucking waving the UK flag. But that's it. This show is definitely over.
Real quick, we got one last super chat from West Blazing in Sports. Enjoy the show from your boy T-Dub from the Lou.
Oh, T-Dub in the Lou. Always calls in. That's what's up. Thanks for the love, brother. I hope you guys enjoyed your morning show that crossed over into some lunch. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. You know, just bringing you entertainment along with some facts and opinions, right? It's not like we don't give our own opinions here. And it's boxing. We all have our favorite fighter, the way Mike likes to say. Mike, take him away.
You can follow me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312. I'm trying to convince Ness to do a fucking live fight chat for the Chris Eubank fight and the George Groves fight. So if you guys want him to do that, we got to get at least to about 300 thumbs up by 2 o'clock.
Man, you should have been saying that throughout the show to see if people even wanted that. That would have been the best thing to do, like, because we
can talk
a lot on live chat. But yeah, man, whatever. Hit us up on social media. Let us know if you guys want a Eubank. I mean, who is he even fighting, dude? Like,
I mean, the guy does numbers, though. I mean, maybe people. Maybe I'm just being biased because I like to see him fight. But maybe people want to see it. Maybe people want to hear our opinion about it. If not him, then maybe the main event only. We'll see.
We will see. Let me see you guys later.
Peace.